Next week on Living on Earth, the winter solstice is the shortest, darkest day in the Northern Hemisphere. For pagans and druids, it's one of the most important times of year.
For the ancient Celts, there was really two parts of the year, the dark part, the winter part, and the summer part. And they were personified or regarded by the people in those times as two faces of a great goddess. And in the winter, she was called the Cailleach, which is a word meaning the veiled one. And her bright side, which returned when spring came along, was bride. And bride was the young maiden who ushers back the warm, light-filled days of the early spring.
The Cailleach doesn't give up her hold on the cold, dark days easily. Celtic storyteller Mara Freeman tells her tale.
All winter long, the Cailleach kept captive a beautiful young princess named Bride. She was jealous of her beauty and gave her ragged clothes to wear and made her work in the kitchen of her castle in the mountains. The young girl had to perform the meanest tasks, and the Cailleach scolded her constantly. Bride's life was wretched indeed. Now, the reason the Cailleach Vir kept Bride a prisoner was because her favourite son, whose name was Angus the Ever Young, had fallen in love with her. The Cailleach knew that if he ever married Bride, he would be able to take his place as the Summer King, and Bride would be his queen. Then the Cailleach's reign would be over. When she found out what had happened, she and her 8 hag servants mounted their shaggy black goats and rode out of the mountain to wage war upon Angus and Bride.
Will the young lovers triumph over the long, cold winter? Find out next week in Season of Light, Living on Earth's holiday storytelling special.